Tell you, I don't even want to get up here. I want to continue to listen to that good music. I'm thankful tonight that I feel Him again. He's in the midst, and I'm thankful that He is. If you got your Bibles, I want you to go ahead and turn with us to Isaiah chapter number 10. Isaiah chapter number 10. I'm going to read one verse tonight out of this chapter. And I hope and pray that you'll be praying for us. We need it. I know that I'm the least among all these preachers that's here tonight. I'm nothing. I tell you what, it's good to be in the house with all these good men of God. It really is. I seen Brody Hughes come in earlier, and I know that his name's been mentioned a few times already tonight, but I was in some good services with him when I was still at Shoal Creek, and he came help Joe Vernon in meeting, and Brody done some good preaching, and that was before I took Bethel and went up in the mountains and still there. But I tell you what, Brody, you're a good man of God, and I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord with you again tonight, and all these good men of God that's over here. If I start naming them, I'm going to miss somebody, but I love every one of you. I really do. Honest to look in one verse tonight, in verse number 27, I desire your prayers, church. I really do. And I know that God has put a burden on my heart and a thought that is real strong. And I've never preached this exactly the way that we're going to tonight or the way that the Lord has been sending it in our mind and in our heart. And I want you to pray for us tonight. I need you tonight to get behind us 100% and pray as the saints of God. Just get behind us and pray. I want us to look at verse number 27. The Bible says, And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And if there's been a thought that the Lord has put on our heart the last few weeks out of this verse, and this is what it is, the yoke must be destroyed. I want you to let that sink in tonight. The yoke must be destroyed. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You tonight for everything that You've done for this sorry old preacher. Lord, I'm the least among every man of God that's in this house tonight. But Lord, I'm behind the pulpit, and Lord, there won't be no preaching done unless the Holy Ghost of God is sent down from heaven. And Lord, use of this willing vessel. As they talked about fill of the vessel, Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that You fill the vessel of this old no good boy that's behind the pulpit. Lord, I pray tonight. Lord, I know that I didn't choose to do this. Lord, I would have run forever if it's up to me. But God, I know that You chose me to preach the gospel. Lord, I pray tonight that You'll get in this pulpit. You'll help us preach the gospel in a mighty way. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around every home that's represented here tonight. Lord, I pray for this church. It's a wonderful church. God, that You'll touch it. Continue to let souls be saved, born again into the family of God. Lord, I pray for their dear pastor tonight. Lord, I pray that You'll continue to bless this man. God, that You'll continue to use him here in a mighty way. Lord, I pray that this church is a light to this community, and many souls continue to be saved. Lord, I pray tonight, if there's one here that's got a yoke that needs to be destroyed. Lord, where it's a lost person, where it's a saved person that's burdened down. Lord, I pray that you touch them, you help them. Lord, you loose them tonight and you let them, God, live in a free spirit as we talked about last night. Having the good, free Holy Spirit and the right spirit. Lord, I pray tonight that you'll just touch, help. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. As you look at the Word of God, and you study it out. As you see in the Scripture, you know that the book of Isaiah, and if you study it out, Isaiah is one of the greatest prophets that has ever been. I tell you what, they put Isaiah, a lot of people, if you look at some good Bible commentary and learn and study behind good people and good men of God, I'm not talking about all of this junk that's out here. You can get your hands on anything out in the world today. But I'm talking about some good stuff that goes along with a good King James Bible. You study it out, you'll see that he was considered one of the greatest, biggest prophets in the Old Testament. As you look there, you'll see about his life that he prophesied over 62 years. I begin to think about Isaiah because 99% of what Isaiah preached and taught and told the Jewish people was warnings. I tell you what today, I tell you they need to be a warning sent out to a lost and dying world. A people that is burdened down with a yoke. I tell you not only that, they need to be a warning sent out to God's people that has a yoke that's holding them, a yoke that has got them burdened down, a yoke that is destroying their life. I tell you what, some people won't have this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. If you look over in the book of John and you study those little Johns out, you go through all three of them and you look at them as you go through. He said, "My little children." And then you get over there and you study them out in death. And I'm talking right now to the saved person. He tells us in there that there's a sin unto death. And I tell you what today, I tell you that fears me as I get behind the pulpit. And that gives me a fear for mankind that's been born again into the family of God. I tell you what, I've been down in the woods praying before and I said, "Lord, please, Lord, if I ever get to that point where I'm the sin unto death," I tell you that makes me have fear from the head all the way to my feet. I said, "Lord, if I ever get to that where I'm going to shorten my days, please send something. Please, Lord, let me know." I tell you what, today God's people is living under a bondage and a yoke. I want to show you some stuff about a bondage and a yoke here in just a minute. But if you'll give me a second, I want you to know what's going on in the world today with church folks and the world and all the things above. I wrote just a few statistics down. I want you to let this sink in tonight. I don't read a lot of statistics from time to time, but I begin to think about the yoke and how it needs to be destroyed. I begin to study it out. And I looked at a statistic that was took after 20 and 22, 20 and 23s. has not come out yet. But in the United States of America, I'm talking about when people get, and this may blow your mind, it did mine whenever I read it, when people get married. I'm talking about when they take hand in hand. I'm talking about a man and a woman, not a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. That ain't marriage in the sight of God. I tell you what, today, when a man and a woman gets married, there's over 50% of the first time people gets married in divorce. And then I went on and read it, and I understand that people gets in situations they got to get out of, abusive and beat down. I tell you what, they ain't a man no sorrier than to lay his hand on a woman. I'm going to tell you the truth tonight. I ain't no man about him if he'll do that to a precious wife. I tell you today, but whenever you get in to the second marriage, and people tries it again. This statistic was out there. It said that 60 or 70% ended up in divorce too. I tell you what today, the devil is attacking the home. He's putting a bondage and a yoke upon the home and trying to destroy the home. I tell you what he does is he gets in the home and gets to mingling a little bit. And then whenever he begins to destroy the home, whenever the home starts breaking up and problems start, they bring it to the house of God. Some people says, why don't we see people saved and born again in the family of God? I believe with all of my heart it needs to begin at home and then bring it to the church house when you're right with God. And then you're going to see a great move of God. But not only does it, the yoke happen at home. I looked up in the United States of America. This broke my heart. Whenever I saw this, that there was 34,000 people per year commit a suicide. They think that's the only way out. That's the only way out. Not only that, there's over 52,000 people in the United States of America that dies with a drug overdose. Over 200,000 worldwide with a drug overdose. I tell you what, today, over 88,000 people die because of alcohol in the United States of America. Now, church, you tell me there's not a yoke that needs to be destroyed. There's a yoke that needs to be destroyed because the devil's got a hand on a lot of people. I want you to look at a yoke and what a yoke is today. A yoke, I know a lot of people and a lot of the younger generation, and I tell you what, I had to study about what a yoke was. I knew what a yoke was. It was a harness and a contraption that they put on an oxen and an animal, and they would plow and control him by it. I tell you today, whenever you look at that scripture and you read the latter part of that verse, he says in verse 27, he says, "And his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." I want you to look at that before I jump into any more. The only way that the yoke can be destroyed is with the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God, of the anointing of the Spirit of God. Oh yes, he's talking to the Jewish people. But I tell you today, that we're drafted in by the blood of Jesus Christ. The anointing is here. He gave us the Holy Ghost of God for the anointing to go out and convict souls, to bring saved people back to the fellowship. He sent the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God among God's people to to loose them. He sends the anointing in our day and time to save sinners from hell. I'm telling you today, we need anointing on our life and on the church and in the church evident in the day that we're living in. I want you to look what the yoke does. The yoke, I want you to think about this tonight. When the yoke goes on the animal, if the yoke happens and the owner puts it on the animal, what does it do? It makes his direction, and it is something that he controls his direction with. I thought about that word direction, and the way that the yoke, whenever it's locked on, the old oxen or the animal, and him to control it. I tell you what, it affects his direction. I want you to know tonight where you lost or where you saved. When that spiritual yoke of whatever it is upon you tonight, it affects your direction, of the direction of your relationship with Christ Jesus. I tell you today, as I thought about it, and I just closed my eyes, and I thought about the direction and the one that was leading it. I tell you, a lot of people think that a lot of stuff can lead them around. But I'm telling you today, there's only two ways that you can be led, and two people that can lead you. It can be the devil that can lead your direction with the yoke of bondage, or you can take that old simple yoke that Jesus talked about. He said that yoke is easy and light, and put it upon you and let Him lead your direction in the way that you should go. But not only direction, it controls the demeanor of people. The demeanor of people. What they look like. What they act like. Yeah. I thought about this, and I thought about even when I was lost and undone. I tell you what, I remember the day, and there was somebody in our church got lost Sunday morning as a little girl, and we seen it, and there was a lot of people saw it as she covered her face up with her doll and her bear that she had right there on the front bench whenever the Lord, I believe, with all of my heart, spoke to her. And then whenever I got out of the church, her mom and daddy said, "Oh boy, she's been having a time." I said, "What'd she tell you?" Whenever she looked up at you, I wanted her mama to tell me. She said, "Boy, I don't feel good." I looked at my wife when I got in the car. I said, "Boy, I remember all of them days I didn't feel good. My demeanor was destroyed. I went down my head. I tell you what, I was just beat down." But I'm telling you today, the night I got saved, my demeanor changed. Whenever I looked up, everybody looked different.
That's right.
Amen. It'll control your demeanor. It will control what you act like, what you look like. But not only will it control your direction and your demeanor, but it also controls your destiny. Your destiny, church. I begin to think of this and think about how people is burdened down with the yoke, and people dying and going to hell. I tell you what, if you're honest with you, you got family members that's dying and going to hell. They got the yoke of bondage on them. I got some close family members that's dying and going to hell. My wife's got some close family members that's never been saved and born again in the family of God. I tell you what, the only one that can break the yoke of bondage tonight is the Lord Jesus Christ. But I tell you what, it takes a church and a setting just like we're in tonight to get in the altar, get a burden about these that's bonded down with the burden and the yoke tonight, that may be in the house of God tonight. I tell you what, I hope and pray that God is putting somebody on your mind right now that is burdened burdened down with a yoke. A lost family member, a lost child, maybe a lost grandchild. I tell you what, tonight we got to get a burden for the lost. And I thought about this, and I thought about how in the world these people going to get saved if the church don't begin to pray. I tell you what, I begin to think about it. And out of the Lord, really, I was by myself just a little while today. He burdened my heart. I tell you, it's almost like the yoke, like He put a yoke on me and said, and tightened it up and said, boy, you better get to praying. You better get to seeking for the lost. You better get a burden for the lost. You better get a burden for the community. I tell you what, today, these people will not be saved unless the church gets a burden. And the church prays them through. You say, preacher, I can't pray them through. I'll tell you what, you can get in a shape of it when they get around you. They either got to get in or get out. I tell you, they'll know that the Spirit of God's all over you. They'll know that it's in this church as they walk in. I said that last night and I say it again, because the church can get in a shape that the Lord lost has either got to get in or get out. And we can do that tonight. All it is, all it does, and I told Russell this, I believe, or I may have even said it to Suzanne when we got in the car. I can't remember. I said it last night. All it takes is honesty. For you to get in the altar. I'm not just begging you. Hey, I hope the Lord is begging you tonight. But get in the altar and pray for people. I tell you tonight, in just a minute, I'm going to when I get done. Because the Lord put it on my heart to be praying for about three people that I know that's in my family, my wife's family, that's lost. They take their last breath. They're dying and going to hell. It's simple as that. I tell you what, today, church, it breaks my heart when I look at them and think about that. Live a life the way that they did. And then they die and go to hell. And as an infidel and die and be in the hell for eternity and punishment. I tell you what, today, church, we got to pray that the yoke is destroyed. We got to pray that the anointing of God, and that's what it takes, and the only thing it'll take to destroy the yoke tonight. I ask you, church, where do you stand tonight? Do you need to be in the altar praying that these yokes will be destroyed? I guarantee you, with the number that's here tonight, I believe this with all of my heart. Every family, or maybe a representative of a family, has been either attacked with a divorce, attacked with drugs, or attacked with alcohol, tacked with ungodly sin. There's been something happen in everybody's family. It may be a first cousin, a second cousin, an aunt, uncle, a child. It may be a mama. It may be a daddy. It may be a grandfather. But I tell you what, we've all been affected some way, somehow. But I tell you what, that yoke can be destroyed. I go to this story here, and I'm going to close in just a second. I remember my granddaddy. I was telling people about my granddaddy today. I tell you what, I was kidding about it whenever I said this, but I said April the 1st, my granddaddy would be 103 years old. I said he had 10 children. He couldn't even read their names. He couldn't even spell their names. But you put money in the front of him, he could count all the money in the world. He lived for money. I tell you what? He's one of the biggest bootleggers that ever walked through White County, sold and liquored into a lot of families and hurt them during the 40s and 50s and even in the 30s. He got down sick and never been saved. And he came out to my house one day. I was just a little fella. And he looked at my mama. He said, he called her name Rita. He said, "Rita, I've never been saved." He said, "It's been a long time since the Lord's even convicted me. I thought that He never would again. I thought that He never would. But I woke up this morning. I knew that you was at church. I knew that my wife was at church." He said, "The Lord spoke to my heart." And she said, "You know what to do with it. When the Lord deals and the Lord is convicting your heart, you do something then and do it quick." He went back home. She said, whenever he's going home, his head was drugged down. I thought about that old yoke of bondage that was on his life. I thought about it this week as they began to tell me the story. They said, whenever he came back, and he came back in the house about 2 hours later, they said he looked like $1 million. They said that there was a glow upon his face. He said, "I am born again. I spent time with Jesus. He saved me and sealed me to the day of redemption." 3 weeks later, he died with a stroke. Where would he have went if he didn't get born again into the family of God? We've got all kinds of family members in the same shape. May not be exactly the same sin and lost as he was. But I tell you what, we've got lost family members and people of the community. We need to be an altar begging God to save their one breath and they can be in the devil's hell. One breath, and for eternity, and then they'll be called up, the Bible says, in the white throne judgment, and thrown into the lake of fire, and destroyed. And I tell you what, they've got to live through it forever, and they'll wish that they could be destroyed, but they'll die, and they'll die, and they'll die, and they go through it for eternity, just like you and I will enjoy heaven for eternity. They'll never, never get out of the pits of hell. We've all got them, church. We need to be praying for these lost people. One breath, and they're in hell tonight. As they come with a song, I ask you, church, would you pray that the yoke will be destroyed? Would you pray that the anointing would make the presence and destroy the yoke tonight? I pray that you'll come to the altar. I'm fixing to get an altar. As we stand our feet and the preacher comes today or tonight, I pray that you allow the Lord tonight to get the anointing upon you. You come to the altar and say, "Lord, send the anointing," because that's the only thing that can destroy the yoke tonight. As we sing a song, Russell, come forward.